Okay, today, Bezrashem, we continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis, Karsha Loshon Shel Zoros Brosh Seir Mishtalech. He would tie a red string around the head of the Seir La'azazel, the Midu Keneged Beis Shilucho, and he stood it facing the place that where it was going to be sent off, meaning he turned it around so that it faced Shar Nikanor, because that's the way it was going to leave the Beis HaMikdash. V'la Nishchat Keneged Beis Shchitaso, and he tied a string of red wool around the goat that was going to be shechted, that was going to be Lashem, right on around its neck, right where the shechita was going to be done. So now he went back to his bull, which was still standing between the mizbeach and the ulam, and he already made one vidui while leaning his hands on the bull, which we learned about in the last parak. Now he does a second vidui. Bolo etzel paroshnia. He went for a second time to his bull. V'somekshtei yadav alav, and he leaned both of his hands on the bull. Again, umisvada, and he said vidui v'kachay omer, and now he expanded the vidui. It wasn't just for him and his family; now it's for all the kohanim. And he would say, "Ana Hashem, avisi pashati chatasi lefnecha ani uvesi." Ubnei Aaron am kedoshecha. So he added a vidui for all of the kohanim. That's what's added over here. Meaning in general, it's not appropriate for someone who still has averos to be misvada for other people. So he first had to do the original vidui to cover the averos of him and his family. Now he's a tzaddik again. So now he could represent all of Bnei Aaron am kedoshecha. Ona Hashem, kaper no la'avonos la'psha'im le'chata'im. Please forgive the avonos, the psha'im, the chata'im, three different types of averos. Averos that were done b'mezer, averos that were done out of negligence, averos that were done b'shogeg. She'avisi v'shapashati v'shachatasi l'fenecha, ani uvesi uvnei aron am kadoshecha. That either me or someone in my family or any kohen has violated kakos b'soros Moshe avdecha, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem letareschem mikol chatoseichem l'fnei Hashem titharu. And once again, everyone would answer Baruch Shem Kol Machsel Yalam Ve'ed while falling on the ground because they heard the Shem Hashem. Mishnah Gimel Shchato V'Kibol B'Mizrak Es Damo. Then, once he did that, he would shecht the bull and he would catch the blood of the bull. He would do a Kabbalas Adam in a bowl. I think the way he would do it was that he would shecht most of the way to make it a kashra shechita. Someone else would finish the shechita as he would grab a bowl and catch the blood, just like he did with the carbon tamid. And then he would give the bowl full of blood to someone to stir the blood while standing on the fourth row of stones in the hechal, so that the blood wouldn't congeal, because if you leave it sitting, it will turn solid. And because since he's not going to be using this blood right away, they had to keep stirring it in order to make sure that it doesn't solidify. So then he had to go take care of burning the ketores, which was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Mishnah is going to discuss how he would take from the Mizbeach whatever coals he needed to burn the ketores. So Notal Machta, he took a shovel, V'ol Rosh HaMizbeach, he went to the top of the Mizbeach, Upina Gecholim Eilich Ve'Eilich Ve'Chote, he cleared away some coals from here and there, and he scooped in from the inner smoldering coals, v'yard v'nicha al rovet arvi yishabazar, and he took that shovel and he put that shovel down on the fourth row of stones in the azara next to the kohen who was stirring the blood the whole time. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis we said that he would tie a red string around the head of the seir mishtaleach and he would face it in the direction toward the sharni kanor where it was going to go out, and he tied another red string around the neck of the seir la'ashem, and then he would go to the par a second time and he would say a vidoy on behalf of not only himself and not only his family, but all of the Kohanim. And when he said the Shem Hashem, everyone would go on the ground and say Baruch Shem Kol Machsel Yom Ved. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said he would shecht the par, he would then catch the dam of the par, and he would give it to somebody to stir the dam because he's not going to be using it for a while, and he needs to make sure that it doesn't congeal. And then he went with a shovel up to the top of the Mizbech, he moved around some of the coals on the outer surface, and he dug in to the hottest, most smoldering coals, and then he went down and he put it right next to the guy who was stirring the dam of the par, making sure that it doesn't congeal. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid.